This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 13th day of June, Friday the 13th of 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Special announcement, beginning this coming Monday, I will have a second hour. So I'll do an hour on Republic Broadcasting, take an hour off, and then beginning at 8 o'clock, Monday through Friday, there'll be a second hour of radio. It'll be linked from my website, thelibertyman.com. Just click on the link, which will be there Monday morning, and we'll have a second full hour with no commercial interruptions. That'll be a lot of fun. So I hope all of you can join me beginning Monday for that second hour from 8 to 9 Central Time, Monday through Friday. And, of course, our National Republic Broadcasting will still remain the same, 0600 to 0700, Monday through Friday Central Time. The weekend of the 21st and 22nd of June will be the Go Green Self-Reliance Festival in Thayer, Missouri. I'll be speaking there on the 22nd at 1 p.m. I look forward to meeting and seeing a lot of you there. I will have energy clinics for sale at a $25 discount if you show up and want to buy one on the spot. Prepper tip of the day. Most of you have a safe haven. You might be planning on sheltering in place, which could be a very good plan. In addition to your main safe haven, I'm encouraging you with this prepper tip to have a plan B, a secondary, a backup place to go to in case your designated safe haven becomes untenable for whatever reason. I think that would be a wise thing to do. Hopefully your plan B, safe haven, would be at a good distance from a major city where there would be people already there waiting for you and looking forward to your showing up. And they would have plenty of food and water and shelter available for even the people you're bringing with you. You might be well advised to pre-position food and supplies there and equipment at your plan B location. So that's your proper tip of the day. Always have a plan B safe haven in mind. We do occasionally waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and as an engineer, she pays very careful attention to the things that concern us, these various biological flu weapons, weaponized biological weapons, the Fukushima radiation event, bizarre weather events, earthquakes, volcanoes, storms, and so forth. Good morning, Ann.
Well, congratulations, John. Glad to hear that you're expanding your network.
Well, thank you.
And your contact. Is it going to be a call-in show?
It will be a live call-in show, yes.
Live call-in show. And is it, what the emphasis is going to be the same as what you're doing here?
Pretty much the same. We'll be able to have more time and have more guests and have more callers. So it'll be a good thing all around.
That is great. And I'm sure that you're happy about that.
Well, it's been something I've been considering for quite a while since I lost my second hour here at Republic. It's been about 2 years ago. I've been pondering what to do next, and it's finally time to bite the bullet and move forward, so we'll have a second hour beginning Monday.
All right. Well, I'll try to listen in on that.
everything will be archived also, so people can listen at their leisure.
Oh, good. And you're still on Dr. Bill's show?
Oh, yeah.
On Mondays at 4.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Monday through Friday, 2 hours. You're back up again.
Yep.
And, boy, we can really use this exposure, John. There's just so many things going on in the world.
There are.
I know that we want to talk about MERS and, MERS coronavirus and Ebola virus and the other viruses. Oh, Steve, chronic wasting disease. But I wondered if you had anything to say about the situation with this caliphate that is being set up by
caliphate.
The Sunnis. Caliphate. Sorry about that.
Well, it's okay. These Arabic words are difficult for our Western tongues. Tim Spencer and I were talking about that yesterday. I fully expect that what might be called puppet government that we set up in Baghdad to fall in the next 24 to 48 hours. Drudge has not updated their website since last night, and they were already 24 hours ago. The Al-Qaeda was shelling the Baghdad airport, and yesterday this time they were only 60-70 miles from Baghdad. Right now it's about 1 p.m. I don't have, let's see, I got the clock right here. I can look at the time zone where they are. Let's see, area code, let's see, 15. It is 2:30 p.m. in Baghdad time. No, let's go a different time zone. 1 p.m. It's 1 p.m. Baghdad time right now. So their day is half over. And I fully expect that the Al-Qaeda has made a lot of progress in the last 24 hours. The Iraqi army is collapsing. Their officers are taking off their uniforms and deserting their posts. Thousands of Iraqi soldiers have been captured or gave themselves up. It's hard to tell which. The Iraqi Air Force apparently has been captured by the Al-Qaeda rebels. So, when the president, this is very telling here, and I think it's one of the most important things, when the Iraqi president attempted to get a quorum in the Iraqi parliament to get some legislation passed, emergency legislation. He could not get a quorum. That tells me, Ann, that the Iraqi parliament are abandoning their posts and leaving Iraq, also are going into hiding. So I think this is very near the end here for the government of Iraq. We've spent more than 6,000 American lives, more than 60,000, I believe, American wounded, untold hundreds of millions of dollars in that country, and it will soon be over in terms of everything we've done there the past 10 years. We'll be back after the break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to knobcreekrange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit knobcreekrange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 13th day of June. The majority of you listening to me have never gone out the door of your home or your office knowing that you would be facing a deadly threat. I've done this hundreds of times. The first 15 or 20 times, you get kind of nervous about it, but after that, you start getting used to it and it becomes normal. On one hand. On the other, you know that you want to go out the door knowing that you have everything that you can possibly have to be safe. The best equipment, the best training, the best firearm and of course the best holster to hold that firearm. That's where Cover 6 gear comes in. And when I walk out the door, whether it's a bodyguard assignment, whether I'm looking for a witness in a murder case, maybe going to a part of the city where the police are afraid to go, unless they've got four officers and two patrol cars, which there are places like that in St. Louis. Don't fool yourself. I like to make sure that my firearms, and I carry two pistols when I go into those kinds of situations, are very secure and very comfortable. And that's where Cover 6 gear holsters will come in to help you out in that regard. Handmade, one at a time, by Amish craftsmen. Very comfortable and very secure. Cover 6 gear holsters. You can get all the details at thecover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. The order line to place your order on the telephone is area code 913-938-6266. And we got our first caller here, early caller, Mark in Oregon. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, good morning, John and Ann. How y'all doing this morning? You sound
good,
great.
Good.
Well, I'm really serious about this. If I'll be up here at this time in Oregon giving you a call.
Yes, sir. 4:21 a.m. Yes.
Aspire to be as serious as you good people are about it, John. You know, and Dr. Deagle. And Tim Alexander had fairly long conversations yesterday on Dr. Deagle's show. And they brought up some really interesting aspects of what's happening here in Iraq. I'd like to go over a couple of them and bounce
Please.
Off of
you. It's very important stuff. And Tim Alexander is a very brilliant man. But go ahead, please.
Yes, he's extremely well-informed. And the one point was I thought was very important was that Iraq is being used as, among other purposes, as a backdoor into Syria to finally bring Assad down, basically. And in this backdoor operation to repercuss militarily through al-Qaeda into Syria. This is really a shutdown of the whole region, basically, because now Iran is coming into Iraq to help out Iraq with the Republican Guard of Iran, and this is linking throughout, as I say, the whole region. So do we really have here an actual manifestation, or would it be a precursor in your minds of Ezekiel 38 and 39?
Well, Mark, the people that are fighting the Iraqi government are mortal enemies of Iran. You know, it's almost...
Sunni versus Shiite.
Precisely. The Sunnis are the minority, and they're the people who ran it with Saddam Hussein for decades. The Shiites are the majority population, and that's what the Iranians are.
Yep.
If the Sunnis take over, and it looks like they're about to in the next 24 to 48 hours, they will put the full resources of their newly captured country into defeating Assad in Syria, and I think you're absolutely right on that. And that's what Tim Alexander is saying. I absolutely agree with him.
That being a secular government, basically, isn't it, Tim? Assad's government.
Assad was an ophthalmologist working and living in London when his dad got sick, and he agreed to come back and help run the country. He had a good life there. I'm sure it was a very nice home with all the amenities that a doctor making a good living would have. He didn't need this. You know? He really didn't. And Syria, you know, the Assad government has been known to be buddies with the Russians for decades, a first-tiered client state of communist Russia, and was a supporter of various suicide bombers and all these crazy stuff. So they weren't, you know, they were not friendly to the West, but they were friendly to the Russians. And Russia is not ready, is not about to give up on Syria very easily because of the warm water port that they enjoy there on the coast of Syria, and their economic and military ties. They are very close to one another, and Russia will not easily give that up.
Would that be the same with Iran, John?
The relationship with Iran and Russia is different. And I don't believe that Iran has that kind of relationship with Russia. Not, that's my belief, and I'd have to look into it some more.
So what do you foresee at this point of development, John, if anything, or is it too early to tell here?
We've seen proxy wars being fought since Korea. Korea was a proxy war with China and so forth, and we might see another proxy war developing where the Russians use proxies and we have our actual men on the ground and don't use proxies. So far, we've denied Iraq the military help that they've requested, which tells me that we're going to let Iraq go down the tubes and the Al-Qaeda take over.
Well, they're beheading policemen and military and lighting their heads up and down the streets of Mosul and possibly, I guess, Tikrit.
The religion of peace has to do what they do, the religion of peace, don't they?
Well, that's 1984, though. I mean, we know they're opposite. They're evil.
Precisely. Mark, we do need to move on here, but
thank you. God bless y'all. Thank you so much.
Next, we go to Mike in Maryland. Good morning, Mike.
I want to weigh in on the situation in Iraq, if you're not talked to death about it, because I wanted to get some input from an experienced military man. And I'm trying to, I don't know if you've seen the news footage. I saw thousands or maybe tens of thousands of young men surrendering to these cutthroats.
Right.
That I'm sure you know are trained and financed by the CIA and the Arab Gulf states. And, I mean, Iraq is a populous country. It has a big military. It has jets and tanks. It has a large security force. And I think every household in Iraq has an AK-47. Are these people a bunch of meows? Are they a bunch of limp-wristed sissies surrendering to these clowns? I mean, how big is this insurgent so-called army? Is it a few thousand? How could they possibly take over a large city, much less threaten an entire country? I'm trying to understand what's going on here. Could you help me out?
Okay, Mike. I'm going to ask you a question. First of all, how old were you in 1975?
In 1975, right. I was in my early 20s.
Okay.
I was in the Army. I was drafted in 72. I went to Germany.
Okay. You were in Germany. In April of 1975, the North Vietnamese began their attack on Highway 1. The South Vietnamese military at the time was one of the top 10 militaries on the planet in terms of the number of men, their air force, their arms and ammunition, their training and so forth. Within a matter of 4 weeks, that entire military, the South Vietnamese military.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 13th of June. Quick reminder, my second hour will begin Monday the 16th, beginning at 8 o'clock Central. It will be a link to my website to listen live. We're talking about preparedness occasionally here, a lot, quite frankly, and having food is part of a complete preparedness plan. And if you plan on going out into the bush and conducting an operation, whatever it might be, search and rescue, you're going to want lightweight, nutritious, tasty food to take with you. That's where long-range patrol rations come in. Oh, I see now the turkey tetrazzini is sold out, so we're bringing some sales generated here. We still got spaghetti with meat, a chili mac with beef. Let's see, the tetrazzini's gone. Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon. The chicken and rice is sold out. Spicy oriental chicken is sold out. So we're getting to the end of the line here on the long-range patrol rations. This is not easy stuff to get. It really is not. You can get all the details at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663.
Before the break, Mark, I'm sorry I didn't hear the bumper music, but you're giving some thoughts out there about what's going on in Iraq. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I've studied military history, and I was never in combat, but I was in the Army, and I'm just, I know the South Vietnamese collapsed,
It's a good analogy, Mark. These third world countries, the South Vietnamese government that was maybe four decades old, maybe not that old, that had been put in place by the West. These people in these third world countries frequently don't have the historical and emotional connection to their government that we do here as Americans. We got a two-century-old government that we have very strong historical and emotional ties to. People in Iraq do not have a historical and emotional connection to the Green Zone in Baghdad. They simply don't. So they're not nearly as willing to put their lives on the line to keep it going.
I understand what you're saying, but here's the point I'm trying to make is that you got these cutthroats that are CIA trained and Mossad backed. They got streets strewn with uniforms that these guys tore off them. I mean, don't they realize that these cutthroats are going to come in and rape their women, probably behead people by the hundreds, if not the thousands, and put them in camps? I mean, it's just a total capitulation. Are they just a bunch of wusses? You take your AK-47, you rack around, and you go out there and you whoop some ass, I'd rather die than surrender.
It's a culture so foreign to what we know, Mark. It's a completely foreign culture to anything and everything that we know and understand to be the world works. These men abandoning their posts and abandoning uniforms are acting in what they believe to be their best self-interest. And we're not there. We're not part of that culture. We have very little limited understanding of why these people think and what they believe and the way their world works as opposed to ours. So what they're doing, Mark, is what they feel is in their best interest for self-preservation for themselves and their families. And, it's difficult to understand and comprehend that culture over there. It really is.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate your input, but I'll tell you one thing, though. They're gonna reap the whirlwind. Iraq is gonna turn into a Libya or another Somalia. It's gonna be total utter chaos in there.
Lebanon in the late 70s and early 80s, Bosnia in the mid to late 80s, is probably close to what we're looking at there. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. The MERS virus is loose in the United States. Your timeline that you came up with was about a year to year and a half for it to multiply and start reaching tens of thousands of people, wasn't it?
Millions of people.
Millions, okay. Millions.
This is an exponential growth. This is a biological process. And anybody who's taken Biology 101, and I know a lot of people haven't had that opportunity, but at the same time, you can take their word for it that the thing that we study is the exponential growth in biological processes. I mean, how do you think a baby gets from being a gamete to a baby in 9 months? That doesn't happen overnight. It takes 9 months. Right. But any woman will tell you the last 3 months are when the belly is the biggest.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's when, it's a biological process, you study this. And what you do is you take the number of cases now, that's N, and you raise it to a power, to an exponent. That's like squaring it or cubing it. So if you have 2 to the, the exponent they use is the basic reproductive rate, the R-naught. And they have not, in Saudi Arabia, MERS coronavirus is endemic. They won't say epidemic, but it is endemic. And so what happens is that the that means that the R naught is close to one. Well, we knew it was close to one. We knew it was one a year and a half ago. And during the last 6 months, Saudi Arabia has been exporting MERS coronavirus. And let me just give you some idea.
Please.
I'm just going to list them off. Saudi Arabia, 534. That's the number of cases. Yemen, 1. Oman, 2. Qatar, 7. Kuwait, 3. Jordan, 16. Lebanon, 1. Now, that's all the people, that's all the countries on the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. Egypt, 1. 3 in Tunisia. Now, that's all the countries that are infected so far in Africa. We had a case that went to the Philippines and another case that went to Malaysia. We have not heard back on those cases. Then we had one in Greece, one in Italy, two in Germany. Of course, those the ones in Germany were they sent sick people to them, just like the two in the United Kingdom, and then they had two more, what they call close contact cases. Netherlands, too. And we know about the Netherlands one because those occurred at about the same time that the two came to the United States. And two in France. What happened is that in Saudi Arabia, they were following the contacts. And if the contacts said that they had the sniffles, you know, and that's all they reported, they did not count it as a symptom of the MERS coronavirus.
Right.
But as we're learning, that seems to be the first symptom. And from that point forward, that person is infective until he dies. Or they take the until he's cured, until he walks out. I mean, this is a 30% coronavirus. And then
let's back up a moment. Being cured by their definition is symptoms have basically under control. It doesn't mean the MERS virus is no longer in your body.
It means that you have sufficient antibodies in your body so that the MERS virus can no longer attack your organs.
I think we're saying the same thing, but using different language.
Well, you're right. And there is no way of knowing that that person still is not contagious for MERS. Now, what they do is they take a blood test, the serum test. They don't really need the blood. They just need the serum. And they could take the serum without taking the blood. They don't have to take the blood. But in any case, they have tests that they do. They do two serum tests, and then the CDC does the third. In other words, the CDC is like the fox watching the hen house. They set up the protocols. They set up the tests, and then they're testing the samples that come into them. So instead of having an independent agency test the samples, they are the final arbiter. And they have recently said that the man in Chicago, who they thought had caught MERS from the man from Riyadh who had flown into Chicago, they retracted their statement. That, yes, he was positive on two tests for MERS coronavirus, but when they sent it to the CDC, they said, no, he doesn't have it, and they stopped tracking him.
I think that's a huge mistake. Your response real quick?
Well, the Netherlands thinks it's a huge mistake, too.
Well, we got the Netherlands on our side. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Pudia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Mort. It is Friday, the 13th day of June. I sell energy cleaners at my website. I use mine every night. Might be busy around the ranch yard, moving rock and dirt with the tractor, climbing radio towers, using the chainsaw, go to bed with various aches and pains, wake up pain-free with more physical energy and more mental energy. It's a great product, and I encourage you to consider getting your own. The energy cleaner, $285 at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And we got a regular caller here, Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann. Talk about your potential for disease outbreak. We saw in the mainstream media this week that 500,000 refugees from Mosul alone crowded into northern Iraq this week, adding the Kurdish region, adding to the mass of Syrian refugees that have been crowding in there. Northern Iraq is going to become the world's largest refugee camp. And you have these ISIS troops, overrunning the country. Israel is alluding to a very near-term change in the operations of their Air Force, which I take to mean that they will eventually begin drone operations against some of these forces, you know, relative to the Syria conflict and that sort of thing. And we're seeing the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, or the preparations for the fulfillment of Ezekiel 38 and 39, the Table of Nations, all of this stuff. You know, people who've been watching these prophecies say, yeah, but things haven't really been in place. What we're seeing is the rapid moving into place of all this tumult that's going to occur, you know, that will lead to the Gog-Magog, the Magog battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's very, very disturbing, but it's going to continue to get a lot more disturbing, I'm afraid.
Well, it is spinning wildly out of control, Glenn, and we do appreciate your input. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The MERS virus, it's looming on the horizon, and I don't think I mentioned this to you, but my local newspaper out here published an article from one of the Missouri news bureaus making the MERS virus, talking about the MERS virus. A fairly long article, about 10 or 12 column inches. In my opinion, trying to get ahead of the curve and having control of the story before people really become aware of it. That tells me that the powers that be are very concerned, wanting to get out front and control the whole story from the get-go.
Well, I think that's right. They are very concerned. I mean, I'm sure that they've done the same progression that I've done. You take the number of cases you have now and you raise them to the power, which is the basic reproduction rate. Now, I use the reproduction rate of 1.2. I know it's greater than 1. I know that right now, because it is epidemic, they're not calling it epidemic in Saudi Arabia, but it is epidemic. They call it endemic. And they don't want to admit that it's epidemic, because then that means that they would have to be more thorough in their testing. Right now, if somebody comes in there with kidney failure, or let's say somebody comes in there, they don't have to test for MERS because it's not epidemic. But if, for instance, we have it spreading in Britain, we have it spreading in France, we have it spreading in Tunisia, we have it spreading in Lebanon, and of course, every place on the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. This is something we're seeing it at the very beginning. I'm glad that your newspaper was able to put that out to the people. I do want to tell them, I want to tell your listeners that people that are type 2 diabetic, if you have a high glucose level in your blood or urine, you need to get it medicated. You need to get it under control, because most of the people who die from this die from kidney failure, and that is because, and also because they are diabetic. See, if you're diabetic and aren't controlling your blood sugar level, then, you know, you're a good candidate to be one of the fatalities. 30% case fatality rate. That leaves two-thirds people who survive. That doesn't mean that two-thirds of them recover.
Right.
I mean, they're still going to have kidney damage. They're still going to have lung damage, and it affects other organs. I mean, this is not a... this is a hemorrhagic disease. It's like SARS, except that it's more widespread in the body. In SARS, we did not see kidney damage, kidney failure, but now we do in this MERS coronavirus. As far as the difference between the CDC and the Europeans, they're still arguing over that. What the CDC is saying, that it takes close personal contact. What the Netherlands is saying in Eurosurveillance in Europe is saying is that, no, it just has to be close contact. And they define that as longer than 15 minutes talking to a person at a regular standing distance between them, not doing social distancing where you're 6 foot away from somebody. You're not going to catch anything. You're not going to catch this MERS coronavirus from talking to somebody 6 feet away from you. I mean, you just can't get enough spittle on them. But you can if you're in a meeting with them and you're closer than that. That's what happened to the fellow in Chicago. Now, so the CDC is saying, no, we're just going to use the standard of close personal contact. In the Netherlands, what they said is, no, we have the same situation over here, and we're going to use close contact. And I'm saying greater than 15-minute conversation between two people, normal conversation. It can be in a social setting. It can be in a business setting. It can be in a home setting. You know, you just have to keep your social distance. And I recommend using a face shield, which is like what your dentist wears. It's a clear shield that goes fits around your forehead, and it covers your entire face and will protect you from anything that's in the air that might come in through your eyes or your nose or your mouth. In addition, I recommend wearing a bandana scarf. That's like what the cowboys go to the cowboy motif in your wardrobe. And get a bandana up to 22 inches square, fold it in half, make a triangle out of it, put it over the bridge of your nose and tie it low on the back of your neck, fairly tightly so it doesn't slip off your nose. And, you know, this will accommodate all sorts of different faces. And then pull it down and wear it that way. Now, when you pull it, if you think that you're in close contact, if you're in the city, if you're walking on the street and people are jostling you, pull it up over your nose. You don't want to look like you're going in to rob a bank. So pick up the point of the triangle and bring it up and push it down alongside your nose. Now, that part that's over your nose should slip up under your eyeglasses or your sunglasses. I mean, you need to be wearing glasses of some kind, or goggles. I mean, if you want to wear a goggle. And then it should be made out of something that generates static cling. For instance, when you go to buy something, pick out a polyester. You don't want cotton. Cotton wicks moisture, and apparently this MERS coronavirus lives in the moisture that is in your spit, and so you don't want anything that'll wick moisture because it'll keep it alive. So I recommend polyester. I recommend a polyester out of the 60s that has static cling. A lot of the polyesters these days have been treated so that they do not generate static. Well, you want to look 40 years ago and see what you can find in your wardrobe that did generate static. I know it's a nuisance, but it could save your life. And the reason you want that static buildup is that the static is negative ions. And the negative ions will kill the coronavirus, the MERS coronavirus.
And we got our last caller here for a quick question. Rose, off the grid. Go ahead, Rose. Well, we're out of time. I am sorry, Rose. Get that later. And thank you. We'll do some radio later in the day with Dr. Deagle.
All right, John. Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. All be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend. And see you Monday. God bless America.